Well, the first thing I think we need to do is secure our borders, make sure that we know who's coming in and out of the country. And this isn't the security that we've talked about for the last 20 years. We actually have to secure the border. And with the border secure, we can talk about dealing with the 11 million people who are here. I think it's impractical that you're going to take 11 million people, arrest them, round them up, and send them home. I think they're going to stay here. And so what do you do with the 11 million people who are here? I think you have to treat them fairly. And what's a fair system for those who've come without documentation, but also what's fair for those who have applied the right way to get in line and become citizens of the United States? I think the fair system is this. Allow those who have come without documentation a legal status. They're not citizens, but they can move freely. They can come out of the shadows. They're not going to be arrested in the middle of the night. They're not going to be separated from their families. They can stay in the country. But they're not citizens, and they don't get a special pathway to citizenship. What that means is they don't have rights of citizens, which means they can't vote. They don't get to tap into our entitlement system. But if they do want those rights, they can apply like any other person around the world. But that means they get to the back of the line. They don't jump in front of all those who have applied and are in line to become citizens, and they don't get a special pathway.